This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the MLS Betting Weekly podcast brought to you by BetRiver Sportsbook and Casino. I'm Thomas Viola, he's Taylor Wilson, and we are here to bring you a special midweek slate. We've got 10 teams squaring up, 10 games squaring up on Wednesday this week. I'm going to break down each and every one of them for you here. And Taylor, you know, we're going to lament a little bit, but first you guys should remember to check out BetRivers.com. If you are in a legal sportsbook operating state, head on over to BetRivers.com right now. Get yourself set up. Get in on the action with us. We're having some fun here betting on the most entertaining league on the planet, and it was a brutal weekend of beats for us, Taylor. Real quick, we will go through them because we went fairly well on the units, or at least we had some small success because guess what? I went positive, plus 0.11 units. We got a tenth of a unit back, baby. 3-4. You were a little less lucky, 4-7. How many units down?
Down minus 1.55 units. Congratulations on being posi, Mr. Viola. That's a huge success. I will say a couple of really, really tough breaks for us in the unit department. Remember, folks, in MLS, you can kind of throw the record out. I'm not saying it's completely irrelevant, but we really are all about money management when we're looking at Major League Soccer. It's all about controlling the units. And, you know, there were 6 or 7 units on the table, Thomas Viola, that went against us. One on a VAR decision, I could have hit on plus 440 on Philly to win and both teams to score against the Red Bulls. And just a really unlucky VAR decision in the 81st minute. Tough break. You know, that's a game where I really feel like the read was correct. You get the bad luck. I'm at plus 3-something units if that hits. So, ultimately, I feel like most of the reads were okay. But, hey, you got to hit, and hopefully we can do that here in the midweek. But some tough luck last weekend.
Yeah, tough luck, no question. That VAR decision really hurt us. The Houston and Nashville red card, we had the game pegged right. Houston was winning that game. They were Nashville was winning that game. They were dominating through the first half. Then they had to bunker down after the red. And Austin, they got a red card in the 18th minute, went on to lose that game as well. But we did hit on at least one nice play here. FC Cincinnati at plus 264 was a great winner for us versus Chicago. But now we are on to the next week. We aren't going to rest on the laurels. I'm still minus 4.5 units in the hole. So we're battling back. But again, I think that we have a good read on what the league is right now, and hopefully we can start turning this corner because, again, it was a few bad beats away from being an amazing week. Let's get one this week. We've got two cracks at the apple because we've got the Wednesday slate here. We're going to break that down right now, and let's start off with DC United versus New York City. And this one, I am going straight up here. It's the first game on the slate. DC plus 195, New York $1.17 to the plus as favorites on the road. The draw at plus 280 here. I'm going New York City money line all day in this one. DC is not a good team. They have wins over the Revolution last month, Revolution in terrible form, the Dynamo, mediocre, and Charlotte. Charlotte, expansion team, win some, lose some. They're not a side worthy of their record. Vastly unimpressive. New York started off slowly, but they're unbeaten in their last 5. They have yet to get a win on the road this year, but that's because they've only played 3 road games. So I'm going to take them here to get that first road dub at plus 117.
This is full agreement right off the bat, Tom. The numbers just seem completely off to me. I would have expected NYCFC absolutely to have a minus in front of their name here, but you see this, you continue to see this opportunities to get teams on the road in this league. And it's not like DC United is a great home team either. They had 3 home losses at one point in a row earlier this season. They've grown a little bit in their home form, but not against the defending champs. This NYCFC team can just pour on goals. DC, when things are going south, when it rains, it really does pour with them. And I feel like that's kind of the situation here. If you want to go more aggressive, you can certainly look into the spread market as well. But those are the types of plays I'm looking at if NYCFC was, you know, minus 150, minus 180 in this spot. You don't have to worry about that. You can just get them straight up to win the game at a plus price. You're not going to get that many of those opportunities this season, Tom, in terms of plus NYCFC action. So I absolutely love them here. Best expected goal difference in the league by far, better than plus one a game. This is a team that, you know, they score goals. The metrics like them to keep doing it. I think they'll do so at DC. Give them, you know, plus 120, plus 117. It's moving slightly the wrong direction, but I like them anything plus in this spot, Tom.
Yeah, and you can even get New York City minus the one goal at plus 235 if you want to go super aggressive. I'm going to stick with the money line play here. Let's not tempt fate too much. Let's try and get a win. And by the way, every game on this midweek slate is coming with a big caveat. You probably don't need to bet any of these before lineups are out. Wait and see if any squads go with a squad rotation. Because it's a midweek game, some teams might feel like, hey, this is a good spot to just rest some players. Keep that in mind. Be vigilant for that, because in that case, disregard anything we are saying. That analysis is moot when lineups come out and one team's playing all their teenagers. So just be aware of that. Now let's move on to the next game here, because while there are some road dogs we like, Inter Miami at 6-1 versus Philadelphia, not my cup of tea. Philly minus 230 is a little too much juice to be taken on the home side here. Draw plus 340 isn't hitting because I don't think this game goes well for Miami. Yes, Philly had a tough one against the Red Bulls on Saturday, but I'm not too concerned here. I see Philly running up the score in this one. Give me the over 2.5 at minus 134, and I'm going to take Philly minus the goal at minus 137 so that I have a play on them. Definitely prefer the Philly minus a goal play. You might get stuck with the push, but I don't see them losing.
Yeah, I like your read on this, Tom. I don't love the numbers across the board. I mean, I do think there's maybe a parlay opportunity if you want to throw Philly in a 3-4-5 teamer. You're not going to get a ton of value at minus 230. I just, you know, there's a few this week where I think the numbers are completely off. I think this number makes a lot of sense to me. Philly's better than Inter Miami. They have drawn four of their last five all comps. The kind of, you know, should win turning into a draw situation for them, kind of like Spurs, Tottenham Hotspur during the pandemic, is sort of what Philly has been in some of these spots. So it's possible you get hit with some bad luck again, but I trust the analytics. I trust what's happening there in Philly. I think they come through against a Miami team that's not good on the road either, Tom. So I absolutely like Philly to win. The problem is I just didn't love the numbers. Now the minus one, I think, is sensible enough for a team that has gotten trapped into draws a lot recently. That scares me a little bit. I'm going to stay away. We're going to talk maybe about a parlay later, but in terms of an individual play, this is a no play for me, Tom. I think the minus one is sensible. I get what you're doing there. It's just in this league, I'm so weary of taking those minus ones, especially on a Philadelphia team that's been a real draw candidate lately. So I like them here. I don't love them here on the numbers that are available.
I do have this cooked into a moneyline parlay that I'll give out before we say goodbye to our YouTube audience here, Taylor. You've completely got me on that. That is another move to potentially approach this, because I want some part of Philly winning this game. The next one up is the New York Red Bulls versus the Chicago Fire. The Red Bulls, they've been great on the road, not so good at home. Can they correct that here? Because they are going to be minus 195 favorites. Chicago 575 as a dog on the road and plus $2.90 on the draw. The over, you've got a little bit of juice going your way. It's minus 109 at over 2.5 goals. So I could see a total play here, except for the fact that Chicago, they can defend. They just can't score to save their life. New York, like we said, just 3 points so far this season in five games at home. But Chicago doesn't inspire much confidence to me. They just gave up two to Cincy on the weekend. It's the midweek. They've got some players starting to return. I won't go too aggressive, but I do like the Red Bulls at minus 109. Minus a goal at minus 109.
Okay. So, yeah, this is another spot. I mean, basically the exact same read as the Philly game, where it's like, yeah, do I follow Tom's minus one or do I just take the juice? In this spot, I actually am just going to take minus 190 in a vacuum. I understand that's the type of play we despise in this league. It's not going to help the units much. I feel that confident in fading Chicago. They've lost five in a row, including to Union Omaha, Tom, in that stretch. They haven't won in eight straight You're right. They can defend, especially at home, but that's not the situation here. I think it's going to be a tough away day for them. I feel very confident about the Red Bulls. I think this is a really good parlay candidate. I get it. There's a ton of juice. I was hoping to see maybe minus 150. It's not there. It's not there. It's closer to minus 200, but for good reason. I think they're considerably better than Chicago Fire. So I'm taking it minus 190.
Taylor, is there a more confusing team than the Colorado Rapids? Lose to the Earthquakes 1 week, come back and beat LAFC by two in the next contest. At least Sporting Kansas City has the common courtesy to just be terrible, losing 7-2 to Portland. By the way, only two times in MLS history has a team scored seven goals. Both times Sporting Kansas City lost the game.
Wow. Wow, what a nugget.
Yep. In this one, Sporting KC, they're going to be $1.63 home favorites. Favorite is a very loose term here because this is pretty much dead even. The Rapids are plus 165 on the road and the draw plus 225. I don't love this play, but I'll take Colorado here, I think. This is a lean for me. I lean to Colorado in this spot. You can get them at the plus 165. You could also go on a draw no bet on Colorado for minus 107. I don't hate that either, but this game is all leans to the Colorado side just because you did just beat LA. I hope you can take care of Sporting.
Wow, so it's just a fade SKC. So here's the thing, though, Tom. I agree. Sporting has done us the common courtesy of being bad no matter the situation basically so far this year. Colorado has done us the common courtesy of being bad on the road. Their home road splits are very dramatic. There's seven road games this year, all comps, one draw, six losses, three goals scored in that stretch. That's about as bad as it gets on the road in this league. For that reason, and I agree with you, like the first thing I thought was fade Sporting, but I just can't do it looking at those numbers for the Rapids on the road. So I'm just going to look at the total under 2.5. You're laying juice at minus 136, but you know, Sporting, they've won two home games in the league out of their five. Both times that they succeeded in that case was 1-0. So if it is a good day at the office for them, I think an underplay is great. And Colorado, you look at what they've done. Three goals scored in the seven road games in all competitions. I don't think they're going to kill you on an underplay here either, Tom. So I'm not going to worry about the sides. I'm just going to take an under. Yes, there's more juice than I would like for an MLS under. Let's be honest. We don't love unders in this league very often. But in this spot, when it's Sporting hosting Colorado Rapids, I think it makes sense. So under 2.5 goals, minus 136.
I'm with you. You have sold me on that. Like I said, everything about Colorado to me was, I lean that way. Your under makes perfect sense to me. I will lay that juice with you. Follow that bet. Ignore me on Colorado. That's what I'll say there. LAFC versus Austin, next game up. The total in this, what we think no goals are happening in SKC versus Colorado. Man, it's the opposite here in LA versus Austin. Total of 3.5, heavily juiced to the under, which I'd be inclined to take. A 2-1 victory doesn't do you any good on the over here. I'm playing the system, though. I'm going to play the system. We take good teams on the road. Austin is 475 as a dog in this spot, and that is just too egregious for me. LA minus 195. What Bet Rivers is saying, what the book is saying, is that they are just as likely to win this game as the Red Bulls are to beat Chicago, and I don't feel that that's true. I will take the plus 475 price. If it hits, it makes our entire week.
Yeah, I mean, that was a clean 5-1 on Austin earlier, so clearly moving the wrong direction. Go ahead and take it the moment that you hear this, if you are interested in Austin. I've been tossing and turning over this one, Tom. This is a tough one. Obviously, your first thought is goals, goals, goals. The 3.5 number does you no favors on that, taking an over there. You know, I took an over 3.5 earlier this year, and it finished 0-0. So I'm not really thrilled about trying that again.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled about trying that. What I will say, though, is I think I am going against you on the side here, Tom. The way that I'm reading this is, you know, both of these teams are coming off of losses. Austin's coming off of back-to-back losses for the first time this season. LA is coming off of by far their worst result and probably worst performance of the season, losing to a mid-Colorado Rapids team. Yes, a team that's okay at home, but that was a really bad result for them. The question to me is who bounces back You know, who's more likely to bounce back? And for me, that's still LA. I think Austin is a solid team, but you have to admit, like, we're both very pro Austin guys. You know, some of the results for them, I think, were very beneficial in terms of the fixtures earlier in the season. I still think they'll be a playoff team. I still think they're very fun. The chance creation stuff, the goal scoring stuff, they're tied with LAFC for the most goals in the league. I mean, this team is no fluke, and I really don't like any team in this league to lose three in a row, especially when I think you might be one of the five or six best teams in MLS. I don't love that for Austin in terms of the trend data, but it just feels like LA is going to bounce back from their bad spot last week. So what I'm trying instead, obviously you can't do LA on the money line. And I agree with your read there in terms of that compared to the Red Bull number and all that stuff. You know, I missed on a few of these plays last week. I'm going to try it again. LA money line, both teams to score parlay plus 160. Ultimately, I'm going against you on the result here. I totally understand the value at Austin. And frankly, if Austin wins that game and I lose, it looks good for the show because that's a crazy nice unit hit. So I don't have much of an issue with that if I end up losing this one. But this is a way, if you think LA is going to win, and I'm very confident that both teams score here, you know, you get a plus price. You get a really good one at plus 160. Both teams to score on its own, minus 200. You know, I don't know if I've seen that kind of a rough price on that this year. Now, I think it'll hit. So if you want to just take that on its own, go for it. It's not the type of bet I love in this league. I already have too many. You know, I have New York at minus 190. I don't really want to take another one like that here. It was the first play that I looked at was, hey, both teams are going to score. The price wasn't good enough. So give me LA with both teams to score plus 160.
I don't hate that at all. We're on opposite sides, but only for the reason that like I said, I believe in this system that we've got going here. I'm curious to see how it tracks out, but I think that we have to take good teams on the road and egregious money line road dogs. Like, that is just where I'm going on this. It's probably not going to hit, but I think if you play it out consistently enough, you are going to hit on enough of those that you are going to be positive in this league. That's the belief that I'm operating on here. So I have to take Austin plus 475 in a game that I think that number is just wrong. I think they should maybe be closer to 2-1. Are they probably going to win? No, they're plus 475. Should they be plus 475? I don't think so. And I think that's why I just have to take them here. That I think that your play is probably the smarter bet, but I think if you play it out over the course of the season, you're going to make money doing this. And so I have to see it through right now.
Thinking in the macro. I like it. I mean, look, also you're not going to get, unless you think Austin's about to fall off a cliff and we're, you know, taking advantage of ABS,
which they could.
They could. I mean, it's still a relatively new team. It's a team with some defensive problems. I still love how they create. And again, they took advantage of some relatively easy fixtures early in the year. However, I still think you're not going to get a price anywhere near this for Austin the rest of the season. So if you like Austin in any way, I totally get what you're doing there. You know, I just think we're reading this similar. I just think we're looking at different plays.
Yeah, completely. And again, if it hits, we have a great story for the next show. So
yes, sir.
Fingers crossed there. It's such an unpredictable league. I'm going to take this price when I can because there's a path. There is a possibility for them to win this game. And I think it's greater than plus 475. Yeah. The next game that we're going to talk about here, Sounders versus the Dynamo. And let me tell you, as I pull up these odds right here that are evading me, there we go.
I figured this would be futures talk, right?
There will be some futures talk here. But first, I want to get through the game because Houston is plus 130. They're $1.30 favorites to win the game at home. Seattle, 2-1 road dogs, and the draw plus 235. I think Seattle is back. They are focused now in on MLS play. They won their CONCACAF Champions League. They know that they drop points. They sit near the bottom of the table. You can pick them up on the futures market. Look around, shop for a price, see what you can find, but pick them up because you're not going to get a better price than you can right now. I think that's the play. And I'm just throwing that up there, but also take them plus 205 here. Fade them at your own caution. I think that this number is wrong. I think that they're going to beat Houston.
This is a full agreement, Tom. I absolutely this is one of the biggest misses, I think, in terms of the number that we've seen going into the game. The Sounders are now post everything that they had to worry about traveling all over North America with the Champions League. They are a much better team than Houston. Houston has some real defensive issues, and I think the Sounders front four will exploit that dramatically. I'm actually doing two separate plays in this game, though. I will try an over 2.5 as well, laying -117. You know, could the Sounders go in there and win it 2-0? Maybe, but Houston typically will give you one or two at home, and I'm very confident that the Sounders are going to give you enough, maybe on their own, for that over to hit. So I'm not tying them together. This is not a same game parlay. These are two different bets, but I am going to play them both. I absolutely love the Sounders +205, +210, whatever you lock it in at. And give me over 2.5, laying a little bit of juice, but I like the over here as well. And just really quick, Tom, into the futures corner, I agree with you. I think, you know, any Sounders bet to win the cup, those numbers are getting chopped and screwed by the public like crazy. You could have gotten a better number a couple days ago. You're going to get a worse number in a couple days. So take what you can as quickly as you can, folks. But I think it's going to be, the value is still there. Absolutely. And look, this is not a new thing for the Sounders. The Sounders have been an awesome team to take on futures in the first half of MLS seasons for years. This has been a Sounders tradition. So I absolutely love that. Whatever the, to lift the cup, you know, price is 16-1. I quite enjoy at this moment.
I'm seeing some 20s.
You can get 20 and run, you know, hit that enter key on your keyboard as quickly as possible, you know, deposit the money in and make that play, because that is incredible. That is truly
Taylor,
incredible
you just
for
got
a team
so,
that could
you just,
absolutely.
You just got so excited that your internet cut out on that.
Hopefully we're coming back now. I will just really quickly say, Tom, on the futures market, one more Sounders play to look at. I don't love an even future, but you can get them even to be the best team in Cascadia. That's the best out of Vancouver and Portland. I mean, what am I missing? They're the best team of those three by far, right?
Yeah, I think that that's a very fair price to be getting there. I like that. The thing is, you're tying up money for a long time, but still probably worth a play, especially at those prices. Now, Taylor, we're going to say goodbye to our YouTube audience. If they want to continue and hear the next five games, they can head on over to see us in podcast form, Spotify, Apple, wherever they want to go. But before we do that and wish you guys luck, let's take some plays. Like I said, I have a parlay that I want to give out here. I'm going to go simple three-teamer here. We're going to go the Union -230, Red Bulls -195. Two teams that I like on the minus a goal. We're going to take them just the money line here. We're going to bundle them in with the Sounders at 2-1. This gives us a +550 three-leg parlay here. I'm feeling good about this one. If you want to swap out maybe Red Bulls for LAFC, I totally understand doing that as well.
Okay, so I'm going to counter you, Tom, because I also have a three-teamer. I might as well put it out there right now. I also like tying Philly and the New York Red Bulls in my third team, and we'll get to this game here in a bit, but FC Dallas +150. They're the ones giving you a little bit of value on this. They go away to Vancouver Whitecaps, a team that I think is still very under the radar despite going out and kind of smashing a decent LA Galaxy team away over the weekend. This is one of my favorite attacks in MLS. We'll talk about them a little bit in that game individually in a bit, but I'm throwing that as the value play along with two that I feel very confident about, Philly and the Red Bulls, for a three-teamer. That comes out a little bit worse than yours, but at +447 on the three-teamer.
I could even see a hardy two-teamer with the Sounders in Dallas. That might be a good Perhaps. Alternate option there. Take two nice dogs.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all.
Yeah. All right, Taylor, that is going to do it for us, for our YouTube audience. Like we said, guys, if you want to hear the breakdown of the last five games on the slate, head on over and catch us in podcast form wherever you get your podcasts. In the meantime, don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe, share us with your friends. We appreciate you watching, and best of luck on the midweek slate.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the Bet Rivers Network.